Jewish and Joyful, helping you live a better and happier life.
I'm looking for a place to take my kids, you know, on a Chol Hamoed outing. I want to go to amusement parks. And I said, nature is the most beautiful thing in the world. Let's go for a walk near the water. What could be nicer than that? It's so relaxing. It's so much more meaningful and so much more free. I'm taking my kids. They're not so happy. And we're walking along Battery Park City, and this fellow shows up with a boat, kind of a half motorboat, half speedboat. I train my kids very, very well not to talk to strangers. So they said to him, hi, what's it like having that kind of a boat? I told you not to speak to strangers. No, we're not speaking to them, we're just asking them questions. And he says, hi guys. And one of my kids said, can we go for a ride on your boat? And he said, sure, come on in. Now, I have no idea who this person is, right? I don't have a clue who this person is. And I don't know if his boat is seaworthy. So being the responsible father that I am, he said, come on, Dad, come on in. I said to him, how much is it going to cost? He said, nothing. Oh, that's something else. So I said, sure, let's go in. And we're on this boat. And I'm saying, well, I'm out of my mind. What did I just do? This, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what this boat that we have to wear the life vest. What is going on over here? And my kids, they're like, you know, faster, faster. And they're getting into like do the equivalent of a turn on two wheels, like on a boat. And I'm saying, Hashem, Hashem, please help me. I got to say to him, we're going to wind up on the bottom of the Hudson River. I could see the headlines now. Crazy father takes his kid on strange boat. And one of my daughters, she's like 5 years old then. Now, Baruch Hashem, she's a mother of children. And she starts to cry. And I say to her, well, what's the matter? You know, why are you crying? Daddy's here. Like, hey, Daddy's the reason you're in trouble. She goes, the man doesn't know where we live. Oh, that's her problem. Doesn't know where we live. I'm worried about winding up on the bottom of the Hudson River. And she's worried that we don't know where we live, right? So how do we bring joy into our Jewishness? But Tzadik HaKlein, the great writer, says, now think about this in the context of your own life. 90% of the things we worry about are not real problems. 90% of the things we worry about never come to fruition. And 90% of our real problems are things that were totally not anticipated, that we would have never imagined that's what's going to happen. Why is that? Worry has a purpose. Its purpose is, hey, wake you up. A little wake-up call. Okay, you know, let me think about my life. Let me put my life together. There's a meaning to my life. Hashem, I want to come closer to you. Hashem says, that's it. I'm not telling you your real problems. If I told you your real problems, you wouldn't be able to handle it. And that's a concept that we have to kind of ingrain in ourselves. God, I don't know what my problems are. So there's this person that comes to a guru. This is not a real story, but it's a good story. And he says, listen, I'm so worried. What's the matter? He says, my ship is at sea and it's full of merchandise. And if it sinks, you know what I mean? It's being attacked. Let me check my crystal ball. Give me a credit card. Whoops. And he says, your ship is sailing at sea. Great. It's calm? Shoo. I was so worried. Uh-oh. What? What's the matter? I see an arch terrorist is on your ship. You're going to be arrested for abating and helping a terrorist. Oh no, that's terrible. I didn't ask him to come onto my ship. Oh God, please sink the ship, please. He's not saying, tell him. What's happening now? He looks into the crystal ball, he goes, the ship is sinking. Oh, Baruch Hashem, oh thank Hashem. But God, to tell you something. What? Your son is on the ship. Oh no, 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 give me the tell. No, I don't want it to sink. I don't want it to sink, take it back. I don't want it to sink. He goes, what's that book? The ship is doing just fine. Uh-oh, what's the matter? It's heading toward an island with dangerous cannibals. They're going to put your son into a witch's brew, into a pot. He would have been much better off sinking. Oh God, I want it to sink. Hey, it's sinking now. Shoo. What's happening now? But now he says, you know something? Can I have the crystal ball? What? Wee boom. I don't know what's good or not good. It's just, I'm in your hands. And that's a tremendous insight that the Baal Shem Tov teaches us. The great Hasidic master, the founder of Hasidus. Stop for a moment when you feel like things are out of your control. Say, listen, God, I was always in your hands, and I'm in your hands now. Just give me the guidance what to do. That relieves an awful lot of pressure, and it brings the joy and the Jewishness much closer to each other.
Hi, everybody. It's Arya Fingerer, and welcome back to the Jewish and Joyful Podcast. There are many more incredible guests and content coming soon, so please follow and subscribe for more. Our podcast is available on all streaming platforms. I'd like to thank Arya and Mishnah Berurah for the revolutionary project that changed the world, the Hebrew English Mishnah Berurah. And to receive brief inspiration and beautiful Dvar Torah Sherei Shabbos table, subscribe to Parsha Knowledge by emailing parshaknowledge@gmail.com, or you can visit parshaknowledge.com. For more information, please see the show notes. So thank you for listening, and have an amazing day.